Zakta Helga Mishnah Baita Masechta Saita Perik Zayin Mishnah Beis V'Elu Nemarin, and these things that we're going to learn about in this Mishnah, these mitzvahs, are Dafka B'Lshayin HaKadosh. They're not Kasha in other Lshayinais. First item on the list, Mikra Bikurim. The Torah commands on someone who owns land in Eretz Yisrael to separate every single year the first pears that grow. And after they get ripe, to bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. You bring them to the Azara, you give it over to the Kayan, and you say, a special nusach, we thank Hashem, we go all the way back to Arami Oivet Avi, how Lavan almost made it that we would never be around. But he tried to do it to Yaakov Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us until Hashem, Asateli Hashem, and we thank Hashem for what Hashem gives us. This person thanks Hashem for what Hashem gives me. This nusach of Bikurim can only be said in Lashon HaKadosh and not in other languages. We'll see more about this in the next Mishnah Be'ez Hashem. It's interesting to note, at first, whoever knew how to read the parasha himself read the parasha himself. Whoever did not know how to read the parasha himself, someone read it for him, and he would just say over the words. What happened was, some people stopped coming, because it was very embarrassing. Oh, you know Ivra? What's the, oh, you don't know Ivra? All right, we'll get someone to read it for you. It was like, he was very embarrassed. So next year he wouldn't come. So they made a takana. No one reads it himself. There's always someone who reads it for the other people. Even if you know Ivra, someone's going to read it for you. It's interesting, a similar takana we learn from this. Many of the Rishonim point this as a source that when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it also used to be whoever would be called up for the Aliyah would read the Parsha. And if you couldn't read, there would be a Balkaya that would read for you. So some people were very embarrassed. They made a takana. One Balkaya reads for everybody. Vaiter Zakta Mishnah V'Chalitza. A woman whose husband passed away without children, and that husband has a brother. She can't get married just to anyone she wants. That brother has to be miyavim her. If he does not want to be miyavim her, there has to be chalitza. Seder chalitza is that the yavama comes to Bezdin, and she says, "Me'ein yavami lahakim la'achiv shem b'Yisrael layava yavmi." He doesn't want to do the mitzvah of yavam. And Bezdin asks the yavim, and he says, "Lo'chafatzi l'kachta." So then the yavama takes off the shoe of the yavim. She spits in front of him onto the ground, and she says, "Kachi yasal ish." These psukim have to be said in Lashon HaKadosh. We'll see more about this Be'ez Hashem in Mishnah Dalid. Vayitra says the Mishnah, third thing, it's only in Lashon HaKadosh, brachos v'klalos, that the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to say when they came into Eretz Yisrael. The Bnei Yisrael were commanded in the Midbar, that when they come into Eretz Yisrael, six shuatim should stand on Har Grizim, six should stand on Har Eval. The Levim said certain brachos, and they said certain klalos, and everyone answered Ame. These brachos had to be said dafka b'lashon HaKadosh, and we'll see more about this Be'ez Hashem in Mishnah Hey. Vayter says the Mishnah, the list continues of things that have to be dafka b'lashon HaKadosh. Birkas Kaihanim. There's a mitzvah to say on the Kaihanim to bench Klal Yisrael. And they have to say the exact words of the pasuk of the Psukim. Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yor Hashem Pana Velecha Vechineka. Yisro Hashem Pana Velecha V'yasim L'cha Shalom. This is called Nesias Kapayim. The Kehanim lift their hands. They have to keep their fingers in a certain way. And that bracha has to be said B'lashon HaKadosh. Vayter says the Mishnah. U'birkas Kayin Gadol. This is on Yom Kippur. After they finished the Avoida that was done at the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kayin Gadol would read the Parashiyos that are Negeya to Yom Kippur. Then he would recite eight brachos, Zakta Mishnah, Dafkin Lashon Kodesh. U Parshas HaMelech. Once every 7 years in Chalamayt Sukkos, after Shemitah, all the people, men, women, children, all had to get together in Yerushalayim, and the Melech would read from the Torah from Sefer Devarim. That kriya had to be Dafka B'Lashon HaKodesh. We'll see more about this in the Mishnayos Vayta. We'll see more about Birchas Kehanim and Mishnah Vav, about the Bracha of the Kohen Gadol and Mishnah Zayin. But the Melech and Mishnah Ches, Vayter says the Mishnah, Uparshas Egla Arufa. The Torah says that if someone is found that he was killed, Mechutz Leir in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know who killed him. Does the Kainim go out from the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim and they measure which city is closest to the person that was found, Nebuch, not alive? The Ziknei Yair, they have to bring an eglot and achal eson. Some say that's a ground that's very tough deep down. Some say it's a nachal of mayim, like a rapid that rushes very quickly. I have to chop off the head over there of the egla, and afterwards the ziknayir say, Yadeinu leishavchu asadam azeh v'neinu leiro. The kohanim that come out with them, they have to say, Kapir liyamcha Yisrael, asher pedisa Hashem. All this has to be said, dafka b'loshein ha-kodesh. Vayitra says the Mishnah, Meshuach mulchama b'shashem medaber la'am. The Bnei Yisrael would go out to war, the kohen. It was anointed specifically for this purpose. He would speak to the soldiers, the Yiddish soldiers. He would say, Shema Yisrael, let him crave him ayem la'molchama aleivechem, al yerech levavchem. Your heart shouldn't soften up. Don't let your heart be faint. Al tiru, don't be afraid. V'al techbezu, don't panic. V'al tarzu mipneim, don't be broken before them. Chazal darshan exactly what you shouldn't be scared of. They make a lot of noise with different things to frighten people. Ki Hashem alekeichem ahoylochim achem lilachem lachem imay veichem lo yishia eschem, to save you. Ahoylochim achem, that refers to the machna, the arayin. Our Mishnah tells us all of this has to be said b'loshoin hakodesh. Chazing over Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, the following has to be said b'loshoin hakodesh. First was Mikra Bikurim, the reading of the Bikurim, when you brought the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, the Psukim that have to be said by Chalitza, the Brachis and the Klalais, which the Bnei Yisrael were commanded to say by Har Grizim and Har Eval when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Tuchening, Berchas Kehanim, the Bracha that the Kohen Gadol gives on Yom Kippur. By Hakel, when the king has to read from Chumash Devarim, the Parsha of the Egla Rufa, and what the Meshuach Muhammad says to the soldiers, before they go out to battle, all of that has to be B'loshoin HaKadosh.